not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network.
Cool. Across all time zones, covering both hemispheres, it's time for a featured music special on Artist First Radio. That's something we've been doing now for going on 13 years. And we want to thank all of our listeners who have so generously supported the artists that have come on through these microphones all these years. And tonight is no exception. We bring you some of the most fascinating and interesting and talented new artists from all over the world. Tonight is a great show. This is they're very gracious to stay up. I understand it's 3 a.m. in Israel right now, and I'd like to welcome to the Artist First Radio Network Ariel DeLion and Carla. Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, you guys are troopers, man. It's 3 o'clock in the morning out there.
This is cheap money for us, dude.
Well, you know, hey. You're a musician, so isn't that your lifestyle anyway?
Yeah, you know, kind this of. Is the style.
We don't sleep. We sleep 3 hours in the morning, actually. Just stay up all night.
We are feeding by the night, you know.
Yeah, you're vampire-type people anyway.
Kind of.
Well, our listeners are going to be hearing about you guys for the very first time in most cases, so where do we begin? Ariel, what do you want to tell us about this project?
Well, the next song is it's a song that's going to feature on the Donation album of the Occupy Wall Street. Egomaniacs is the name. And, yeah, it's about all the shit that happened, you know.
And it continues to happen. All right, let's get into that cut. It's called Egomaniacs. Check it out, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
listening to a featured music special. That cut is called Egomaniacs, and that's from De Leon. By the way, Ariel De Leon and Carla are on the phone with us, staying up very late in Israel. Hey, I applaud you for participating and doing what you're doing for the Occupy Wall Street movement. Why did you get involved with that?
It started with the solidarity that we did, my band, in front of the White House in August 3rd, like 2 months before the Occupy Wall Street, and we put a tent in front of the White House, and you get a lot of noise from doing that, so it starts from there, and it continue with me opening a radio station in New York, the Lower East Side Radio, LES.FM, that was kind of like speaker to the protest, and we got everybody involved talking about the protest and doing shows and all that. So yeah, it was a nice experience being involved in the protest.
Well, and what you know, just a handful of people can accomplish can be amazing. I'd like to see more artists involved with stuff like that, although probably for good reason artists sometimes avoid politics because sometimes you come down the wrong side of your fans. But well, Carla, you're a musician in Israel. What's it like to be an artist in a country such as Israel these days?
Okay, I can tell you what it is to be an artist in in Tel Aviv. It's most of it is fun. It's little. But then you want to get out, you know, like conquer the world out there.
Carla, for a second we lost a couple of sentences. I think you were beginning to say that Tel Aviv was a small place, and then we lost you for about 10 seconds. Could you repeat yourself, please?
Oh, I was just saying that, like, in Tel Aviv is like you get like very kind of easy to get known in a short time, and it's like you have a few venues to play in Tel Aviv, which are cool, and then you say to yourself like, okay, let's go out and conquer the world. that's the main point.
I can tell something about, you know, the genre that we are doing, like indie music, that a guy, you know, from the Lower East Side back then, Andy Warhol, said that instead of selling a piece of $1 million, he will sell 1 million pieces of $1. And this is indie music, you know. Instead of having one show in a stadium, getting a lot of money, you do 1 million shows of $1, and this is what it's all about these days.
It is.
You know what I'm talking about.
Genius sentence. Yeah.
Well, it certainly has. Those of us that have been in the business for the last 30 years, what a change, at least in America. What a great, great time to be an independent artist. You are being heard, everybody. We're going to move into another track. It's titled Crack You. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they're about to hear.
This song is like 10 years old. It was in the beginning, it was I'm going to fuck you all night long. Sorry about saying that, but this was the beginning of the song. Then it turned out to be like, dude, you can't say this word and whatever. And then it turned out to be crack. And this is what you're going to hear now. All right, so put it on.
Stop. I want to feel you, fear you forever on till I crack. Till I feel at home, there is city on fire where spring evermore. There is crack down cold, which nobody knows. There is a myth about a virgin girl in Tel Aviv, but you know what you want, and you just think to yourself, I wanna crack you on that load. A world around while it won't. They wanna grab you all night long. They wanna grab you all night long.
Substitute the word of your choice for crack, and that's the intent of that song. It must be kind of exciting watching you do a performance with De Leon. What's it like to see you on stage?
It's kind of, I don't know, you will feel the sleaze coming at you. I don't know.
An energetic kind of
sleaze. I like it, man. How exactly do you project sleaze?
It's a dark club, you know, underground, New York, you know, and this is kind of sleaze I'm thinking about.
Well, we were talking off air. I want to make sure that you give out all the addresses. You have, Ariel has three web stations going, and he's see him as a compadre. We're all in the same boat together. So please give out those addresses slowly so folks can check out those stations.
Yeah, sure. We got an indierock.fm radio. It's like dedicated to independent and DIY radios and musicians that do the music by themselves. And we are very open for everybody. We got the Lower East Side radio, LES.fm, that was running from a Mythologic studio, Ludlow studio in Ludlow Street in New York, where Lady Gaga groomed and Raptures and Blondie been there, and we started the radio over there, and we kicked out after 1 year after being very, very wild.
Wild is good.
How do you get kicked out for being a wild radio station?
It's, you know, it's like a misinterpretation with the owners of the studio that wanted money, and, you know, radio doesn't bring money, and... But we did our thing, and we had everyday shows from hip hop to heavy metal to indie rock to crazy DJs, and everybody came with all their people and all their stuff, and very noisy and very loud. And after a couple of months that we've been there, you know, the owner was very upset, and we had to move out. And we move out to the Living Theater, which is like the oldest studio in the United States from 1947. You know the Living Theater?
Well, that's cool.
He didn't heard about it. And we broadcast from there for till today, and now the Living Theater is fighting for their life, for being, you know, still there. They have a huge debt, and we help them keep on to keep our radio. But the future is good, because in the future we're going to do the LES FM radio, Lower East Side radio, from a wagon, from a music wagon that we're going to do there in New York in the summer.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that would be pretty easy to do with today's technology. How wonderful that is. By the way, our average listener probably doesn't get the Arbitron and Edison statistic reports that we do. Internet radio, Wi-Fi radio, podcasting is up 30% over last year. It is the largest single jump in media history since they've been keeping records. You are absolutely on the right path. Walmart now sells 5 or 6 models of Wi-Fi radios on their shelves today.
Let me tell you something, dude. You too. You two on the right track.
Well, we're hoping to. On a good month, we get 10 million listeners on the Artist First Radio Network. It's because of way cool people like you. I get hate mail every day, but they like guys like you, so. Let's jump into another cut. I didn't remind everybody. That's Ariel De Leon and Carla with us. They're live, actually, very early in the morning in Israel, and we're going over stuff from the new project. The next cut is called Professional Arouser. What do you want to give our audience a hint about this before we play it?
One word, play.
It's a featured music special on Artist First World Radio. Z-Man in the chair. De Leon and Carla in Israel. You know, we're talking off air. They're sitting in a coffee shop. And how cool is that, that we are over here, Eastern United States. It's the evening of Sunday, and you guys are Monday morning in Tel Aviv. And you guys sound like you're next door.
The Because we are next door, dude. We live in New York. We are visiting here, and I'm still, you know, I'm here for like a couple of, more than a couple of weeks, and still living the time of New
His
York.
His heart is in New York.
Jet lag stuff.
Must be nice to be an international musician.
Yeah, yes it is. I know. We have like, we're going to have a pretty interesting summer with a couple of shows in Canada in late June and a couple of shows in New York and in the Brooklyn Indie Festival, and it's going to be a really interesting summer for us.
We need to mention, folks, you could be staring at that schedule right now if you'd surf on over to DeLeonMusic.com. The link is provided on our homepage, or if you're listening to this as an archive, the link is also provided next to the archive. So click on over, see the guy we're talking about. Ariel, do women just throw themselves at you at gigs? Do you have to kind of like beat them back from the stage?
That's a good point.
It happens to him all the time.
Dude, I throw them all on Carla. Carla will know what to do with them.
Yes. Thank you.
So how do you handle that,
Carla? Thank you for every girl I throw on her.
Hope my girlfriend's not listening to this.
No, she won't.
Well, yeah.
You're a naughty girl, Carla.
And for folks that can't stay the entire hour, let's tell them right now, and we'll tell you again later, but tell them where they can pick up your music.
What? To tell them?
Where can they buy your music?
Our music is free. This is part of our thing. We provide our music for free on our website, DeLeonMusic.com, and you're welcome to support us at shows and enjoy, you know, our live shows. This is our thing.
That's outstanding. A lot of artists have done that recently. I compliment you guys all because, you know, there's a serious investment, folks, in getting these tracks completed and up there and downloaded, etc. And so it's not just free to the artists that do this. It actually costs them money. And that's great if you can support them in any way. Let's get into another track. I was supposed to ask you on the last break what the next track was you wanted to play, but some
people... What you're feeling like? You're feeling like a strong song, you know, like hard rock or something more acoustic?
I'm going to let Carla pick that.
What? Carla, come on.
Let's get into strong.
Strong. All right, so let's go for Trash Birds Rats Idea, the name of the album.
Bring yourself into the front. Unlimited adventure, say, express as long as you can. Reclaim on everything, bang, say, array of admonitions. Unlimited trash,
trash,
you're real.
That's some rockin' tunes, folks. It's the project is called De Leon, and joining us is Ariel De Leon and Carla. And that's a rockin' piece of music right there, man. How does the music come together for your project? Is it all you? How's that process work?
It's like collaboration of many musicians together, and that I gather, and each era, each album, we have.
It's like making salad.
That's a good explanation.
Like tropic salad. And I have to mention our producer, Andy Holler, that is a Grammy nominee producer from LA. He produced the first album of System of a Down. Really great guy that did a great work on this album. Andy Holler. Yeah, we talked about kind of crazy shows during the song, I remember.
Yeah, I was asking.
You told me that you burned the whole place during your show.
We burned the second story off. The building was two floors. It's now one floor.
Wow. Then you get the best reviews ever.
Well.
This is great.
You know, you want to hear the rest of that story? The guy had it overinsured, right? He had insurance on it. And he had it way, way, way overinsured and got a whole bunch of money. And then he went out and became a cocaine dealer, and he's spending the rest of his life in a federal penitentiary for becoming a cocaine dealer. Now, where did he get the money to? Well, maybe we shouldn't go back like that. But do we? Oops.
That sounds like a great story, dude. I can tell you the only story how we kicked out from New York Ludlow studio while doing the radio. We did like 36 hours of jam session in a row. All the neighborhood came for the 36 grand session, jam session, and after these 36 hours, we just kicked it out.
Man.
The end of the story.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
the beginning, you know.
Doing a 40-minute set is hard, let alone 36 hours.
36 hours. I slept in a box. Someone got these videotapes. That's me sleeping inside a box in the middle of the night, you know, and they found me there in the box.
Yeah, well, usually when I wake up in a box, it's because I've been out drinking all night, but.
Or playing 36 hours in a row.
Playing 36 hours is probably the same thing. Now, would you say that alcohol is part of your live experience?
Kind of inseparable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's the cold, hard reality. Our band drinks like fishes, man.
Do fishes drink a lot?
Oh, dude.
What can I tell about that?
Sometimes our bar tab's a little bit more than we get paid.
Wow.
That's why I think owners like having our band. We're horrible. We're, we endure public humiliation for money. That's what my band does.
I'm trying to think how girls can manage living with us. You know, it's like impossible, man. You can, but me not.
Well, Carla, at least in the United States, female musicians have it a little tougher time of it. You know, some of the audience guys can cause. Oh, I don't know. They can be idiots and stuff. How do you handle a crazy customer?
I punch them on the face.
Have you had to do that? I mean, it's sad. Some of these guys have a few too many beers, and they think that the girl over there is their next, conquest.
Yeah, well, you know. Or either I have to be nice to everyone or bad to everyone. So I have to.
You don't want to mess with Carla.
You can handle yourself, huh?
You don't want to talk to me about men.
I'm getting that. I'm getting that gist. All right. Well, that brings us to our next cut. Somehow, I don't know, because it's a circle of some sort. Would you like to set this one up for us?
This is a very trippy psychedelic song of six minutes psychedelic song that was like first shot in recording. Put it on.
reach the rider. You cannot 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 reach the rider. You cannot.
You are listening to the music of De Leon on Artist First World Radio. Ariel and Carla are out there in Tel Aviv at a coffee shop. How cool is that? We were just talking about the state of political affairs in the U.S. and Israel. And now, I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, Ariel and Carla, but here's your platform. Where do you see things going?
Yeah, but let me tell you something. You don't want to get me in trouble, but... When I, after, one day after I did that tent protest in front of the White House in August 3rd, my Facebook URL was changed. You can't change the URL of your Facebook.
Yes, I mean...
It was changed to Facebook/Deathbed100. Can you imagine?
Death? No,
how
wait,
crazy
wait.
You need to be in order to do this for someone.
Someone hacked in and changed your Facebook page to Deathbed100?
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
How's that possible? I mean, well, we know it's not possible. Someone has to... Well...
I sent to Facebook, you know, a complaint about it, and they told me that they're really sorry. They have no idea how it happened.
Did they restore it?
They restored it, yeah. They're a little liar. This
wow.
is what happened when you raise your head too much.
How to, yes. Wow. Have you had any...
They just worry to put you back down.
So do you do you feel like you're on the run now?
Nah, I'm fine.
That knock on the door...
Perfectly
guys
fine. Well, after that, I open up the radio. So I'm fine.
Well, isn't there a certain expectation when you have several radio stations and you put yourself out there? You got to be able to take it. You're not going to last very long in this business if you can't take some criticism and you're in the radio business. Agreed?
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, nobody likes rejection. Carla, what do you do when somebody comes up and you know, gets in your face? And how do you handle those types of situations?
Okay, first of all, I try to be, you know, like, cool it off. but yeah, I mean, it depends on what kind of situation. I mean, if it's something that I can handle, then if it gets on my nerves, then it could, I don't think it could get physical, but it could get very loud and unpolite.
Do you consider yourself an extrovert? Do you... You know, tell people what your opinion is, whether they want to hear it or not.
My opinion about, like, what?
Well, I mean, you know, some artists have a lot to say. Some people are doing this because they want to get their message out there. I guess it's a roundabout way of asking the type of artist that you are. You know, why are you in this business?
Yeah, well, I think mostly, I don't know, I think I started making music just because I like to, you know, the feeling on stage. And actually I noticed that I noticed that a lot of girls, you know, especially here in Tel Aviv, there are like so not so many girls playing out there. And I mean, when I first made my first band was an all girls band, and I think most of that was the idea, you know, like to provoke more girls into the music business or whatever. I don't know exactly, you know, just to make some support for for women in the music business.
In the United States,
Actually, I can say that they had the great band Strawberry Jam. They threw a tour up. It was a great, sexy band.
Yeah, we played like a... Yeah, we made a tour there, and it was really nice.
So what age were you, Carla? How young in your life were you when you realized that this was something you had an aptitude for and something you wanted to pursue?
When was that?
Yeah, were you born this way? Did something say, hey, that's...
I think I was born to do this. Actually, if I wasn't doing this, I don't know what I would be doing right now. Like, yeah, I mean, the only thing that keeps me going.
Well, as a fellow artist, for those listening that aren't musicians, there are natural musicians, people that just have it within them. You don't need to teach them very much. They can just play. That's like all the guys in my band. We can't read music at all, but we can play pretty much anything we want to. That's what I mean.
That's exactly what I believe in.
Yeah, as opposed to someone, there's nothing wrong with being formally trained at Berkeley, but, you know, it's in the indie artist world, that's not really all that important, is it?
Yeah, I think it's less important, actually. I mean, it all... I'm actually not against, learning, going to learn professionally, learning music or whatever, but, it could be that in the indie scene it works pretty different. And I like it that way, actually. I don't know, it kind of sets me free. I don't know, like, it feels,
tapping into something, isn't it? It's hard to describe to people that aren't in the arts world that, I don't know, there seems like there's another consciousness, another energy. How would you describe it, Ariel?
Are you talking about spirituality and music?
Yeah, that energy you get, that's something that's hard to describe that you get when you're putting your music out there and that's what you want and you fulfilled what your mind wanted to do and it's coming out of the speakers.
I think it's kind of like the feeling of being burned by creation. Like small minutes, small seconds when you are feeling like a genius, if you got it and you think it's the best thing that's ever happened to the world, and then after you release it, the thing, you know, have his own life. And it's a creation process, I don't know. But there is many aspects to being a musician. It's like being a performer, being a songwriter, being a producer, being a manager, being everything.
Being everything. Almost you can be an actor if you want. I mean, if you're already...
You can be a label manager, you can be a distributor. You're everything today in the music business, so... It's kind of a very huge experience these days.
And bravo that these things exist that indie artists can now do on their own and they don't have to kiss the ass of some record executive from one of the major labels. Do it yourself.
Yeah, and then you're exposed to many other stuff that you can do because you're all over. So you're very... You can be related to other kind of medias, and I am.
Well, you know, all those things that you talked about, the job of running an organization, you know, the tour manager, the booking agent, the setting up the gigs, the live shows, all that, that's all great and dandy. Except the one thing that will be around generations and generations after we're gone are your recordings. Descendants. 10 generations from now, there's no reason to think that we won't still have these recordings. These will be timeless. And now you're part of the...
There is something that is greater than recording. It's the story. This is what legacy will leave.
I guess what I'm saying is this is the first generation that's been, through the use of MP3 technology and the internet, we're the first generation, people alive today, who will be able to leave behind something that will still be here thousands of years from now, unlike perhaps a painting or a record or a CD or a vinyl. the ones and zeros should still be running around the internet. And I think that's fantastic that you will be able to speak to generations to come. Just like
that's great. This is true. Like, I mean, yeah, you're right, man. It's over there. Everybody can download it for free.
As long as 10 years from now there are computers, I think we are all set.
Forever there.
Yeah, forever.
Well, forever young.
Unless there's a mass coronal ejection from the sun that wipes out all the magnetism on the planet.
You know, we can do whatever we can, but more than that, if Google can take care of their, you know, archives and servers, what we can do now?
Hey, we keep three copies of every show, so I don't know what's going to happen, but we want to make sure everybody gets the website. It's dailyownmusic.com. It's linked up on our homepage. You can link through at the archive page as well. Get over there and support this artist. In fact, Ariel said that if you come up to him at a live show and say you've heard his show on Artist First Radio, he will give you $100.
Ah, that's right, man.
I made that
I up. Will.
I made that up.
And I will give another $100 to you, too.
No, no, you guys don't go down there and mess with him because I said that, please, folks. But so
he will throw some women on you.
Yeah, and that's, see, you guys don't know what you're getting yourselves into here. Hey, we had some guy at last gig. He came up to the stage and threw $160 in $1 bills at us. How cool was that, man? We'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it, man.
And, of course, it looked like a lot of money because $161 bills is like, you know, it's like, wow. So, hey, we encourage all bands, all folks that come see De Leon play live to take a wad of money, go up to the stage, and throw it at them. I mean paper money. That's paper money.
We will throw love on them, you know. This is our thing.
Well, okay, this is going to be part of an archive for history. I'm going to ask you to make a prediction. And, Carla, we'll start with you. Where do you foresee this project, say, 10 years from now?
10 years from now? Wow. That's a really big question.
What did you think about Scotland?
Wow, sounds great. I think I'm going to prefer Hawaii or something like that 10 years from now.
maybe the East, you know. I'm very curious about the East.
I think Ariel wants to go exotic.
Korea.
But yeah, 10 years from now, 100% making music. That's for sure.
Hey, we're getting a cool echo on you now. That's kind of neat.
I think that was like a...
He's talking to the future.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And, all right, Darion, now it's...
the future.
Ariel, where do you see the project 10 years down the road?
I see many new albums, a lot of music, and a lot of collaborations with any kind of artist, any genres, everything is accepted, and I'm very curious about the future.
Well, one last time, let's make sure you give out the radio station addresses. We support Wi-Fi radio. Here's a couple more stations that you need to listen to. Let them go.
Our station are Loreside Radio, LES.FM, broadcast live from New York, the Living Theater, and IndieRock.FM, where you can find DIY artists. We got the Zima Radio, which is noise and experimental music. And you got Artist First Radio, who did a great job today with the Z-Man over there, who is like a brilliant guy, you know, who talk with you and make it all happen, man. You're the man, Z-Man.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Folks, if you love our station, tell your friends. If you hate our station, tell your enemies. Just tell people we're out there and let people come stop by. We are out of time for this broadcast. Hey, you can listen to about 1,000 interviews on the Artist First website right now. Thank you again, everybody, for supporting the great artists on this station. Get out there and download this music. It's free. They're giving it away. How cool is that? Well, hey, you guys, whatever we can do to help you guys with your project, whatever you want to, you know, we can do to pair up with you with the other stations, you know, that's what it's all about. So just let us know what we can do.
Just be there as long as you can, you know, survive, man. We will always be there too.
We have been able to fight back every assault so far. We're still standing. We got enough time just to run the last cut, which is Redeem. We got to have a couple parting thoughts. Carla, your parting thoughts.
About this one?
About anything you want. Is anybody you want to say hello to across the big world tonight?
Well, everyone's asleep, I guess.
At least in Israel.
Yeah. But you know what? I think I'm going to dedicate this song to the waitress that's been serving us today at the coffee table. And I think she's not very pleased with us tonight.
No.
Because we were a bit loud. So, yeah.
Well,
this is like my kind of reward to her.
Always it's about girls, Carla.
It's always about girls, sorry.
Yes. Well, Carla, what are you going to do? It's just the way it goes. Well, leave her a nice tip, all right?
Yeah.
She will.
And Ariel, you're an interesting guy, Ariel. You're always welcome here. Let us know how we can work with you. And, folks, thanks for tuning in. Here's the last cut.
Thank you very much.
Hey, come back anytime. You're an interesting fella. Here is Redeem, everybody. Check it out. Thanks for tuning in.
Ready.
All right.
Red lipstick inside a bag. Time is running, thinking fast. Red M. Red M. Here he comes to lock you in. No man will lock me with him. Rejecting what I am, subtracting you to add me in. Stepping completely in, anger dissolve, amorphous pain. Double, let's play a game. I don't wanna be bothered again. Red M. Red M. Rejecting what I am.